Hello there. I guess I was supposed to get a delivery for love and affection, but I guess it's coming late. And I thought things will change as soon as my delivery comes, but I guess I have to wait. People out here don't really want to be honest and truthful, and that's the way of life, because you lie, I lie, we all lie. I mean, secrets hold foundations to organizations, and what do you expect about relationships? I mean, I have a lot of secrets about you. You also have some about me, but you love me too much that you don't want to tell them because you don't want to see me leave. I mean, even at workplaces, people have a lot of dirt on people, but that I'm your friend, right? I don't want to get you sucked. I don't want to get you unemployed. So I just hold on to shit unless you come on my wrong side. Then it turns into a battle of words and all that. Every time I'm thinking to doing a podcast, my voice changes and I don't know why. I guess it's still too formal, but we'll go with it anyway. In life, honesty is something that really holds a lot of weight, you know. Getting to trust someone again is something that is really hard. It's like the trust is a glass, and when you break it, it won't be the same anymore. You feel me? People don't really want to be honest, I guess. And if you do, people don't like honesty, you know. You always ask for closure, but I don't think that closure is really what we want, because it always ends up closing our relationships, if it makes sense. I mean, people are here flexing and lying about things, lying about how much money you make, lying about how many chicks you got. You got none. Stupid ass nigga got none niggas, but she posting women and just to flex. I mean, you got 35 photos of different exes and you posting them each and every month, man. You're a stalker, a pervert, someone that, you know. And people out here flexing money they don't have, money they didn't earn on. I mean, if I don't know if you agree with me, but if we go on a trip and you paid for all this shit, all of it, I don't think I have a right to post any of this shit. Be honest with yourself. You just looked good to spend someone's money, their effort and all that. I mean, now can you call me and come and tell me, let's go on a date, then you want me to pay for things? I mean, it's not good. I know I went out of topic, but you're talking about what is honesty today, and being honest is something that really matters a lot. It's a foundation, a pillar in people's lives, because honesty carries marriages, honesty carries organizations, honesty carries businesses, honesty carries a lot of things in life. And I think being clear and having closure is a freedom. But when dishonesty comes in, I guess it will be so bad to rebuild things, you know. I thought trusting someone again would be something easier, but it's not. But it's okay, you feel me? It's life, that's how things are. And yeah, we move regardless. We move, and that's how life is, you know. If I take a 10 to a 0, just because of friends not being honest with me. And I don't think, I mean, I pray for my friends. However fake you are, however real you are, it's okay, it's alright. Because, you know, I don't want to die alone. So, I'll praise you as long as you make me laugh, Ninja. I'll be around you no matter how fake you are, you know. Have you ever noticed how some money is legit fake or some merchandise like clothes or something, you know? There's always the fake, counterfeit, then there's always the replicas, then there's always the original. So I don't know where you are, you know. Are you a fake? A fake is like the fakest thing you ever heard. See, there's always things, Gucci things coming into the country and they have a different name. Atikitu in it. You see, like, I don't even know, but Adidas, they're rating them Adibos. You feel me? That's fake. Fake, you know? Then there's counterfeit. Wamejaribuku up their game. You know, they've tried. You know, then there's the replicas that look perfect, you know, but the deep roots ain't really real. Feel me? So people here, I don't know where you are, you know, but in different scenarios, we fall into different categories, you know. Don't take a 10 to a 0 and don't make someone take you from a 10 to a 0. Because getting from that 0 to 10 back, I don't think it will take a short while, because building takes a lot of effort. No light tearing down. I mean, in life, building is always something hard. Make no mistakes of taking me from a 10 to a 0 and coming back and smiling at me. I won't take that. But sometimes you have to understand why people lie. I mean, sit back, listen to their excuse, their reason. Because some of them just excuses. But people have reasons why they lied, you know. If it's legit, then it's okay. But shit, as long as it affected me, I don't see the need of staying back again. Because, you know, I'll always, always not be real with you.